And play.
Hello and welcome to Come Town.
And then play.
Is it playing?
And then you hit play.
I hit play.
And then you hit play, boy.
Is it fucking playing?
It's playing. Uh-huh. Now I've decided, I've taken the opportunity to sit in Adam's seat to prove that you can just hold the microphone correctly.
Wow.
No wire problems at all.
Oh, and you're calling your shot from the beginning.
What are you talking about? Because I replaced the wire with a fixed wire.
No.
Wow. I had a broken wire, and now you're using a fixed wire, and you're claiming that you're
That's
using
awesome.
The wire perfectly.
I'm using it perfectly.
Go switch it out, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ghost dogging the whip. Go raw dog the whip.
Raw dog the whip. All right, I'll get back to this later. I want to find an old podcast from, I won't even give it, I won't even hint. Because I want this for myself.
What?
The podcast. The one podcast we were talking about watching.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also.
Let me get this out so I can do a little research during this show.
I am stoneder than my dick.
What, still from last night?
I don't know what happened. I woke up high
as
shit.
You know what it was? You took the tincture.
I sucked off a lot
night.
Of the tincture last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a
maybe the
cannabis
tincture has,
podcast now.
And shout out to The Path or The Way.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the fuck the store is called.
Yeah,
I think it's Wahlburgers.
Well, shout out to Wahlburgers where we bought weed last night.
Yeah.
Or 3 nights ago.
Yeah, it's either The Pass or Wahlburgers.
I think it's Wahlburgers.
Something like that.
Because I also had a bacon. They had bacon cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. A cannabis-infused bacon cheeseburger.
We're back on Good Morning America, and we're sitting here with Academy Award-winning actor Mark Wahlberg, who is discussing the launch of his new burger restaurant, The Pass, that you opened with your brothers. Why don't you tell us about that? Oh, thanks for having me on. We got a burger restaurant. Now, The Pass, where did that name come from? Well, I did the movie Four Brothers.
Mm.
I work with two colored fellas.
Yeah, two brothers.
And I asked them, you know, can I say the word?
Right.
And they gave me a pass.
Uh-huh. A physical pass.
It was actually just a pass card from the ESPN zone.
That Andre 3000 had in his wallet.
Yeah. Now, is he in that movie?
Yeah, he's one of the brothers.
Who's the other one?
Tyrese Mitchell.
Tyrese.
Is his name Mitchell?
I think so. Gibson.
Gibson. I think it's Gibson.
Who am I?
Okay,
thinking?
Let's find it. It's going to be another bald black guy, and we're going to sound racist.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely Andre 3000, because that was a bit of stunt casting that I recall from. Because he came out in the age group where I was all about. Andre 3000.
Black and White Brothers.
Black and White Brothers.
They're one of the best.
I loved Black and White Brotherhood. Five brothers or four brothers?
Yeah. Five brothers was
how many?
The joke that Nick made on the show, I believe.
Five brothers?
Yeah.
What's four? Is it four brothers? Okay, four. It's not five brothers.
It's about Mark pitching a new one. It's called Five
It
Brothers.
Was Tyrese.
What if there's five of them?
Yeah,
I think it was Tyrese.
Yeah, it's just
what the hell? Yeah, it's you know, me and I got three brothers.
Oh, Chiwetel Ejiofor, whatever the fuck you say.
Oh, Chewy Taco.
He was the bad guy in this. I forgot.
Chewy Taco Edgelord.
Who's that guy?
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
I tell you, these blacks have really gotten crazy with the names.
Mm-hmm.
They're really
Is that
trying.
What you think, Bill?
Yeah. They're really trying us.
Isn't that just Nigerian name?
But when people went off, they said Rashid, you know, these kind of the newer names.
Uh-huh.
I said, that's fine. You're being racist. Mm-hmm. But now, Quiznos Valle Wallace, what the fuck is that? You're trying to make me look stupid.
Yeah,
that's what
true.
I don't like.
That's true.
No, that's Bill Burr destroys Nigerian surnames.
Well, that's not true, though, because you go to Nigeria and they all got a name like, you know.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, yeah.
Good Luck Jefferson.
Good Luck Jonathan, of course.
Yeah, Corn Pop Honda.
Yeah, his dick sucked, Steve.
Yeah, Tokyo Sex Wallet.
Tokyo Sex Wallet is such a fucking awesome
name, the best names in the world. In actual Nigeria.
You're just a fucking guy from Africa named Tokyo?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Tokyo Sex Wallet.
Sex Wallet is the icing on the cake.
That might be the best name of all time.
Tokyo Sex Wallet.
And that's not just the ones we know about either. I used to go on like Nigerian Facebook and all their names are like Angel Too Beautiful Jonathan.
They're like even they took the Native American concept and flipped it. And it was like, when instead of fucking buffalo and wind and shit, well, is, we're named after Japanese.
Well,
places.
It's like those hood names where you know it'd be like I am unique, or like you know maybe not delicious or whatever, but some of those where it kind of still sounds like a name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas in Nigeria, they're just like
they're just profile names.
They're just they just fucking go full you know. Mm-hmm. Dick too big.
Maurice.
Dick too big, elegant.
Elegant? Yeah, what was the guy you were saying? Perfection Alizé or whatever that guy his name is?
Yeah, but he's from Zimbabwe. But
what is it? What's his name?
I forget. Nakamba? What's his name?
How far away is
Marvelous?
Marvelous Nakamba. Marvelous.
Marvelous Nakamba.
His first name is Marvelous. You name your son Marvelous, bro?
That's
so sick.
How far away
Dude, I'm going to name my son Marvelous.
Zimbabwe.
We call him Marv.
Zimbabwe is way south.
Dude,
from Nigeria.
So it's like the difference between Jersey.
You actually do know about Africa because you're an African.
I don't know much.
You're an African, though. You would say that.
I wouldn't put it on my college application. I don't think that'd be fair.
Sure.
But, yeah, in my heart.
Yeah, because you say African, your name's Adam Friedland, people get excited. They think they got a Lenny Kravitz situation.
Yeah.
Horrible. Like, the name is so unattractive, and he's the hottest guy of all time.
This guy's probably got a huge dick. He's got a huge
Dude, an Adam Friedland, like a fucking nice, sexy rocker named Adam Friedland.
Oh, my God.
He's half whatever you want him to be. He's got to be half something, though. The Lenny Kravitz situation.
Yeah, half Chinese.
That'd be awesome, dude. Mm. There's some sex. We just watched a movie with Brandon Lee who looked sexy.
Who's about, 4% Chinese?
I don't know what he is. You said Bruce Lee was half.
Bruce Lee's half Chinese.
I didn't know that. Lee's,
He's a quarter.
A quarter Chinese.
Nice.
That's what being half Jewish, half being Chinese is, being quarter Chinese. That's how you describe it.
Yeah. That's the technical term. We just watched.
I'm dime Chinese.
I'm one nickel Chinese.
We just watched a movie called Showdown in Little Tokyo, which was
really fucking good.
A good ass movie.
John or fucking the fuck is the guy?
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah. Dolph Lundgren.
That motherfucker.
Dolph Leguizamo.
Dolph Leguizamo. That motherfucker, Dolph Lundgren, was the fucking, he was the most respected man in Little Tokyo.
Yeah.
The fucking Japanese people were bowing to him.
In a lot of ways, The Last Samurai kind of stole from Little Tokyo.
It really did steal the Showdown in Little Tokyo swag.
Of a white man being even more Japanese than people.
Japanese people. Of having honor.
It really appeals to me, actually.
I like how he appealed to the honor of the Yakuza boss and said, go ahead and shoot me. Yeah. You'll have no honor.
It's and the Yakuza
boss, trapped by centuries of Japanese warrior culture.
Yeah, you got to do it with a sword, otherwise you're a bitch.
Had to fucking throw his gun down. And Dolph defeated him in single-hand combat. Thus earning the respect of the Japanese-American community in Los Angeles.
My parents.
For the Asian, what was his unit?
The Asian
Division
Force.
Or the Asian Task Force?
Asian.
He was on the Asian Task
badge.
Force.
He showed his badge and said, Asian Task Force.
Yeah.
this fucking hulking gigantic.
I love that they don't arrest anybody. They end up just murdering.
They kill every
mafia
guy.
That's the whole thing. It's like the first scene where they confront him and he's like, yeah, we're going to do it the right way. And then they end up murdering him.
Well, the one guy they arrest and question snaps his own neck.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You're going to tell me what I want to know.
Dolph Lundgren seems bored in every single scene.
Oh my God.
But what a fucking piece of ass, huh?
Yeah.
Imagine getting nailed by Dolph Lundgren back in the
every
day.
Every square inch of his body.
He was dating Grace Jones, she would just bring back whores. What a great situation to be in.
Mm-hmm.
She would go out. She'd be like, you want to come back and fuck my boyfriend, Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah.
And she would just come back with like 3 or 4 bitches.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's awesome.
And he's mad smart, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays them in chess, and whoever does the best, he gives them dick.
Yeah.
He's got a little equation for who sucks cock the best.
He gives them dick.
From MIT.
He takes them to MIT.
Yep.
Yeah, he basically looks the same now, too.
Does
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Well, he, I think he was dating like a...
Black don't crack.
Like a 20-year-old. Yeah, he is. Well, Japanese don't crack. He is Asian, after all.
Yeah.
As we learned from...
It is a Japanese don't crack scenario.
My father was in the Air Force, and they were killed by...
Yakuza.
They don't explain why that guy just killed his parents with a sword.
And why the Yakuza would kill an officer in the Air Force.
Yeah.
You don't think that would probably cause some fucking problems? But respect. I like that because they're like,
he started off as a bodyguard for Grace Jones.
Oh, and
that
he
was
got,
the beginning of his career.
Dude, salute, dude.
Yeah.
He fucked his way to the top, and then he got pussy out of it and more money.
Yeah.
The dream. What was he, like 6'5"?
He's 7'9". And he worked at the Limelight, I guess.
Nice.
What's his girlfriend's 24 and he's 63.
The Limelight is that church on 20th and 6th Avenue.
Oh, fuck. The, like, shelter?
It's not a shelter. I think Limelight, it became a gym and now it might be a pizza restaurant or something.
Okay.
But it was a nightclub. You've seen Party Monster, right?
I have not.
That's where they live. There was a murder there.
Oh, he was a bodyguard for gay guys doing drugs?
Yeah. Was that guy James St. James?
That's a cool job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one Macaulay Culkin played.
Yeah.
Didn't he kill Fez? Wasn't Fez in that movie?
Wilder Valderrama. Yeah. I hope so.
And you want to talk about a guy who got pussy also.
He got a lot of pussy.
Wilder was out there wilding. Mm-hmm. Wilding Wilder.
Well, he was doing all those Yo Mama jokes.
Yeah, he was hosting that incredible show, Yo Mama. A Ray Battle show.
Yeah, it's a David Barton gym now.
Oh, nice.
It's a gym for gay people now.
Is that the gay gym?
Why do they call him David Barton?
The rich gay
guy. Why
do
they call him David Barton and not Barton Twink?
Barton Twink, brother. Yeah. Hey, man, he's got big crazy hair.
What idiot.
But he's getting his ass fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And glasses.
Just pointing to his asshole going, this is my uniform. This is my uniform.
That was a great movie, man.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it. I won't spoil it.
Mm-hmm. Barton Fink?
Yeah.
Yeah. If
it's really plot.
We usually talk about movies, but we're going to let you guys go home and watch it.
I don't want to spoil it. It's interesting and weird, but a great time.
Also got in a little bit of Assassination of Jesse James.
You did put that on there. You did purchase that.
Refuel myself.
You did go ahead and rent that on Adam's Amazon Prime account.
I did.
I thought that...
I wanted to see it again.
I thought it was streaming.
I haven't seen it in about 3 weeks.
It was not streaming.
You owe me $4.
It was a $4 purchase.
Yeah, well, I owe you a rental. I don't owe you $4.
What do you mean?
You can rent something on my account.
How am I going
to
do that?
If there's ever a time in which you have access to my account and we're on vacation and a movie needs to be rented, then absolutely feel free to do that. But I don't owe you for it. You didn't sell me the movie.
No, I didn't.
That's not
how I got it from them. But
you're being ridiculous.
But Nick is making a really, really good point.
It's my $3.99.
Nick is making an excellent point.
All right, how about this? So I borrowed your car, right?
Yeah.
And I used probably a half a tank of gas.
Right.
Correct.
So now you owe me fucking $25.
Why?
Because I put the gas in the car. I bought gas.
But you used that.
But I put $25 worth of gas in the car. Mm-hmm. Now you owe me the money. Because your car used it.
No, you're just giving a whole part.
No, you're basically...
You're just giving a whole part of who owns what.
No.
Now, look, I know I'm high, and I can't point out exactly what's wrong there. No, you're trying to get out of this battle of wits with Nick.
No, I'm 4 steps ahead of him constantly.
You have to win this battle of wits. Listen,
you're 4 steps ahead of me, looking at your own tiny penis.
I'm 4 skins
I'm 4 skins ahead of both of
you. You have 4 steps.
Yeah, that's what 4 steps are, right? The little,
I think so.
Yeah, 4 steps are calipers.
I believe so.
Yeah.
That's important to know for the kinds of jokes we make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to look up 4 steps. Mm-hmm. Tweezers, I think, is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
4 steps.
Dude, look how weird my dog's being.
A pair of pinchers or tweezers used in surgery or a laboratory. But anyway, Assassination of Jesse James. We watch fucking
Scary movie. Very good movie.
A banger, dude. Yeah. Fuck, I want to fuck Shannon Elizabeth so bad.
Yeah.
What's she up to, man?
She's doing good.
She's doing really well. Good for her.
Yeah.
Let's look up Shannon.
Fuck. But if she was going bad, you know, maybe I could get in there.
I think things are going
bad. She probably has a kid and family and stuff.
I guess things are going bad.
Oh, damn. She looks way different.
Does she?
She's like a big black guy. Oh, this is Shannon Sharpe.
Oh, no.
I mean, I get, that could have been her.
Yeah.
Right? Just be honest. That could have been
Shannon
her.
Really
Shannon
does.
Shannon Sharpe does look a lot like Shannon Elizabeth, and I confuse them all the time.
I love the names that could
either
be. Well,
they have the same smile.
Yeah, the teeth. Mm-hmm. I love names that are either a black man's or a white woman's. That is some of the best shit of all time.
Courtney.
Shannon.
Yeah. Brittany.
What, is it just those two? There's got to be more.
There's
Karen.
Yeah, my name is Karen Jefferson.
Yeah, dude, she's looking good. There's just something about that weird, half-crazy look in her eyes. That I love to get slurped off by. Mm.
Damn, Dolph Lundgren's girlfriend is mad young.
Yeah. Do you feel good about that?
But
keep in mind, before you answer, you're not Dolph Lundgren. You're a guy on a podcast. You're a guy on a podcast that's soon to end.
I was surprised by that. I was just surprised by Dolph Lundgren.
You're not, yeah. All of us
I thought that he was more of a traditional family man, and he would be married for his.
No,
I just was surprised.
No, I think he's. That mind has to roam. Mm-hmm. He's a genius and he's sexy as shit.
Yeah,
you can't have a wife.
It's true.
You got to be out and about doing science, getting pussy.
Sometimes you can be
lifting
too,
weights.
You could be too smart to not be cheating. You know
exactly.
Yeah,
because he sees things a couple steps.
Because guys like that, like Bill Clinton too, like they only slept like 2 hours a night.
They were getting pussy.
They had to get pussy.
The pussing hour. You wake up at 3 a.m. and you go out.
Yeah, to get pussing. Yeah, dude, because they know it's not. Look, they're going to get the same amount of stuff done because they're not going to stop their regular life.
No, it's just
damn,
part
Shannon
of
Elizabeth
their life.
Lives in Cape Town, South Africa.
Does she?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Maybe I will come visit you.
How maybe. Do I feel about that? I'm pretty good.
Fuck, that sucks.
Yeah.
You're the only one with even a shot at her.
Oh, she's Lebanese.
That's awesome. That's she's hot as cool. shit. Shout out to the Lebanese mommies. If you look like Shannon Elizabeth, holler at me.
I'm Lebanese you to suck my dick.
I'm a Lebanese you to suck my
I'm
dick.
I'm a Lebanese you to suck my dick.
If there's any Lebanese girls out there, I'm a Lebanese you to suck my dick.
You to suck my dick.
Damn, Shannon Elizabeth is married to. She's married to Jason Biggs.
Oh, are you fucking kidding? No,
they're not married, dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she is.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she's married to.
Don't say that, dude. That's fucked up. Don't say shit like that, bro.
I'm sorry.
Shannon Elizabeth Fadal.
Fadal.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
A sex symbol and teen idol of the '90s and 2000s. Yes, she was.
No, she's divorced now.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I don't like that, though.
What do you mean? She was married to Joseph Reitman. Who the fuck is that guy? Oh, this guy's a fat mess, dude. Yeah. I think I might be in the mix.
She was married to a fat mess?
You mean he looks like shit over here.
Yeah.
Wow, you look better
it's
than
so
that.
It's so funny, whenever I see on a Wikipedia page where it's like, Jason Reitman grew up in Brookline, Massachusetts in order to pursue a career in entertainment. He is Jewish.
Just to let you know.
Well, no, they say he is Jewish, and I guess I'm maybe from doing this show too much or...
Oh, I see. I see the tone
like,
you're reading.
He's disgusting.
It. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like, in order to, you know, pursue a career in entertainment, like,
oh yeah,
he
yeah.
is Jewish.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You know, that's what I thought you were saying.
There's also that. That just happens to be, but when they put it in there, it's like,
yeah.
It's like, with a damn.
Yeah, it's a three-word sentence.
Right. I mean, it'd be Kelly like, well, it'd be like if they had in here, he is a homosexual.
He is gay.
Oh, yeah. he was Kelly Bundy's boyfriend on Married with Children?
Wow.
That's you get to be Kelly Bundy's fake boyfriend and Shannon Elizabeth's real husband?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know,
fuck this guy.
On a hater day, I'd say fuck this guy, but good for him.
Yeah, you're right. Good for him.
He probably had a nice time.
You're right. Good for him. This is the kind of shit you know what? I can't be tearing my fucking brothers down.
Yeah.
Good for you. Because I'm trying to...
Good for you, Mr. Joseph.
I want to dream of a society where... We all fucking suck.
Oh, he left. He left Shannon Elizabeth for Annie Duke, a different
the poker player.
Shannon Elizabeth is a professional poker player.
But Annie,
she is.
Annie Duke is right.
So she lost her husband in a card game.
Oh, damn, that's hilarious.
She lost her fat husband in a card game to some other bitch.
Damn.
That's good. Now even more respect for Joseph.
Yep.
Just getting traded.
Just
card
getting
games
traded by
Dimes.
Fucking.
Dude, he's yeah. got that
Dimes putting
legend.
You in the pot, and you're getting your fucking.
Oh well, I guess I'm getting sucked
dick.
Off by yeah. this lady now.
Annie Duke is hot, right?
Is she?
She or I don't know. Maybe the fact that she's a poker player is attractive.
That does it for you? Mm. Jennifer Tilly. What is it with ladies with big ass tits that I used to beat off to playing? Poker
being perfect. No, she's not.
Oh, you know what? I think that might have been a bad picture for him. He, I mean, he's a weird looking guy.
Annie Duke is not that hot. I guess she used to be kind of cute.
Nah, if this guy can hit, I mean, he does have beautiful hair. So if these whores love a nice head of hair, mm-hmm. I'm toast. And he was hotter back in the day. I'll give him that.
I mean, this is insane.
Oh man, that's so funny.
Joseph Reitman?
Yeah, wearing a shirt that says white boy and he's got
hell yeah. And he's fucking, got dreads.
He's
yeah.
wearing a shirt that says no disco. Come on, man. Disco rocks. Dude. Look at this guy. Mm. He looks like a fake rock type guy. Check this one out.
Yeah, he's like fake
check it out, dude. Look.
This guy?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Mm.
He's like fake black metal.
This is funny. He's on Twitter, not verified. 3,000 followers.
I'm gonna tweet him. Fuck you.
Fuck you. How'd you? How'd you fuck?
I wanted to.
How'd you fuck Shannon Elizabeth, bro? Yeah. How you do that?
I just replied to one of his tweets with a video. That's like, please tell me how you did it,
bro. Mm. Just please.
I need to know.
I guess he looked good. I guess early yeah, he days. Looked,
oh hell yeah! The no fear,
no fear beanie. He looks pretty good. Yeah, this is the Checking Out Guys podcast.
Yeah, we're seeing guys.
So checking out.
We're
guys.
Checking out whether the guys that fuck the girls we beat off to as children
yeah.
were hot enough. Who else do we want to check? Selma Hayek. Who was she married to?
She was married to the other guy, Stifler.
No, dude.
Yes, she was.
She wasn't in American Pie.
I thought she wasn't.
She wasn't married to
Stifler. I thought she was with Stifler. And Jason Biggs was with...
That would piss me off.
Yeah, that would piss
that would
me
honestly
off.
Make me fucking.
Because that'd be just
off.
It wouldn't be fair, you know.
No,
it wouldn't be fair to the rest of us.
Exactly, dude. Exactamundo fuckuccino. Oh fuck, dude. I'm just getting. This is nice when the cabin starts destroying you from
yeah.
the inside
yeah.
out.
Not only am I fucked up for food, but I'm here at allergies also.
I have allergies.
I keep having to sneeze and my throat's closing up.
And I've given in to all my addictions fully and I'm high as shit. I've got a pork shoulder in the oven.
Yeah, and we had some nice bagels.
We had
for
some
breakfast.
Nice bagels and lox. And I can't guarantee I won't be having a little bit more of that in a second. We got pizza in the fucking fridge.
Yeah.
We got Eldis and Ian coming.
It might not even be local allergies. I got real into irrigating my nose. I do that every morning. And that fucking...
What is that, the neti pot thing?
Yeah, it's like a battery.
It sucks your cock.
Neti pot.
It sucks your nose like a cock.
But, yeah, just crystal clear all day long. Hit that in the morning.
Oh, man.
4 or 5 days without it.
I got a neti pot, and I fucking did it manually, and I feel like I still got water in my head.
Yeah,
just hanging out.
Yeah, it does.
You can die from.
I'll
them,
get like
you know
I get
that?
Like a pocket of it. And
I hate that.
I'll bend over to pick something up, and all this water will pour out of my head. Fucking maybe like 30 minutes afterwards. I'm like, that's the spot.
Yeah, that's
you
fucking
could get
weird.
An amoeba in your brain.
A brain. Yeah. That's so fucking rare.
It's,
you know,
it happens about 25% of the people that use neti pots.
It absolutely does not.
It does.
No,
it
that doesn't. Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
25.
It's pretty common.
No, you got to boil the water, though, for that reason.
I know. You got to get
You
got to
boil the fucking water. Make it clean.
I make it clean for that
or
reason.
Buy bottled water. I was putting Fiji up my shit.
That's pretty clean.
You know what I'm saying? Straight from
I
the
like
mountains
that.
Of fucking Fiji. Fuck.
So what else is good, fellas?
Well, it's fucking Christmas.
It's Christmas morning.
It's not. I don't think it's close to that. It's not. It's about to be Christmas. And I was just thinking about the what to get a loved one, a present.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. Actually, what I was really thinking about is I gotta get a tuxedo for. I'm going to a wedding.
Oh, black tie?
I think so. I'm officiating a wedding. Have you ever done that, Adam?
No.
Never?
No. But if I was, I'd throw a flag and say, fucking personal foul on the throwing your life away for this bitch.
You think I should say that at my best friend's wedding?
Yeah.
As I officiate it?
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Okay, nice. Yeah, so we watched Scary Movie. We fucking...
It's Christmas, guys. So hopefully this will get you in the mood.
That's awesome. Who is this?
Joni Mitchell. One of my favorites.
Are you a Joni Mitchell fan?
Yeah, I am. Unironic.
This is awesome, dude.
It's a beautiful song. I love having the board.
Yeah, Adam's sitting at the board, everyone.
But it don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money. Then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Yeah, from what I can tell, only three people have died of that brain-eating bug.
Oh, thanks for looking it up.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
Good, fuck that. I don't. But I'm going to get the one you got. I want the machine to suck my nose. This is good, man. What's this song called?
It's called River.
It's about Christmas, or?
It's kind of just about Christmas vibes. Christmas is the launching point for the song.
I know. I was kind of hoping Christmas. I was kind of hoping Christmas would wrap back around thematically.
Let's see where it goes at the end.
He tried hard to help me, you know. He put me at ease.
Yeah, there's reindeer and stuff at the end of the song.
All right. And what's the thing? She's breaking up with somebody or something?
She kind of wants to.
I was hoping for
get
more
away.
Stuff about presents and
so
gingerbread.
Well, you know, the thing is about the holidays, these are some of the most stressful times.
People do kill themselves at record numbers.
There's a lot high number of suicides.
I get that.
You know, people that are alone, they feel extra alone.
Absolutely.
You know, people have to see their family. It's pretty stressful.
It can be very stressful.
It can be incredibly stressful. So if you're at home feeling that way, you could listen to this song.
Yeah.
You know, not much left in the song.
We might as well play it out.
Might as well just listen to it.
And did Joni Mitchell, she's like a solo act?
She's a solo act. She played with some famous people on her records.
Nice.
Say goodbye.
This is beautiful, man.
It's really nice.
Here we go.
It's coming on.
The University of Wisconsin Department of Family Medicine advises that in North America, lukewarm tap water from municipal water systems or intact wells deeper than 40 feet is safe for saline solution preparation.
You hear that, Adam?
You fucking bitch.
You fucking idiot.
Try and threaten me with a brain-eating parasite again. I'll show you what for, boy.
Do you just put tap water in your shit and flush it out?
Yeah, but the one I have, it's kind of a ripoff because it doesn't... Honestly, fuck this company. If I weren't rich, right,
yeah,
this would be a fucking scam. Because it's got these like saline, these proprietary saline pods that you gotta pop in there. But it's like set up.
You got to keep buying the pods.
Yeah, it's set up in a way that if you just like, because I tried it, I was like, I'll just put regular tap water in here and I just put fucking salt in it. You know, I don't need the pies. If you don't have the pod in there, even though it doesn't look like it, it just won't turn on.
What?
Yeah.
Nice,
and
dude.
They're fucking mad expensive, too.
Those fuckers.
Yeah.
They're like Keurigs.
There's got to be
they're
a way
like,
to
this is
it.
A safety feature.
I have something really safe for you.
Yeah.
Two nuts.
I have something even safer, taking a gun to the headquarters.
Yeah.
And,
and
saying,
what's the name of that company?
I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. We won't have to say it, but they know. They're on notice.
They know who they are.
Yeah.
For legal purposes, we won't say the company Nick is threatening to take a gun to their headquarters at, but they know who it is.
You know how like old men do that thing? The old men do that thing where they're at a restaurant, and then afterwards they'll be like, I'd like to speak to the manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And then the manager comes out and he's like, that waiter gave me the best damn service.
Yeah.
Like an old guy going.
They love that, dude.
And he's got a gun and he points it at somebody's head and he's like, you are going to pay me nothing for this gun, which is a gift to you, for how much I enjoy this neti pot.
So you just want to do the most extreme version of commending them.
Yeah.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they love that. Those guys that have with nothing in their lives and no authority anywhere want to feel like I'm bestowing good service on these people.
You get someone afraid for 4 seconds and then you really
to manufacture having power.
Oh. Yeah, I had one day where I was like, I decided to quote unquote like prank call the How's My Driving line. I was behind some trucker. Mm-hmm. And I called him up, and I basically was doing that. I'm like, yeah, I'm on 35 North, and I'm behind this truck. You know, I'm like, yeah, he's doing a real good job, man. I've been following for about 2 hours, signals every time, cruising 65 miles per hour. This guy's got it down. And they're like, oh. I mean, is he doing anything wrong? Or?
Yeah.
Nope.
Just really good driver.
Really good driver. You know, looks a little cute to me. I was wondering maybe you could let me know where he lives. I didn't get to that part. The lady was just like, okay, I'll let him know. They hung up. I'm like, that wasn't even a prank call.
Yeah.
I was like, you just
took up someone's time at work.
It wasn't even close to being a prank call.
It would have been awesome to ask to say he looks cute and that you wanted his number.
I should have done that.
Also,
that's all right.
He also looks really cute.
I was a young man. I didn't know. Yeah. You had to know I was gay.
You didn't know you were gay and desperately trying to hide it with your comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of one of the best, people talk about LGBT representation.
Mm. Yeah.
And one of the scary best characters I've ever seen.
In that regard.
Mr. Man.
Not Mr.
And
Man.
Marlon.
Marlon Wayans. Or no.
Sean.
Sean Wayans.
Sean Wayans. It's a scary movie. Yeah. The whole point of that character is gay.
He's gay.
Every minute he's on screen.
Well, it's also the plot of the movie ends up being that they're going around killing people because they're gay.
Because they're gay.
They're gay. That's the twist.
But they were the gay guys plus Officer Doofy, who is another
fake
monument to representation for the mental. You want to talk about it's the Holy Trinity is radio. I Am Sam and Officer Doofy in terms of representation.
What about the Brett Favre guy from
the Green Bay Packers?
No, what's his name? The retard from what's the Ben Stiller Cameron
White
Diaz?
White Radio.
Where she gets the cum in her hair.
Something about Mary.
There's something about Mary. Yeah, that's a legendary.
That's up there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell as well.
Have
you seen my baseball?
Yeah.
Don't touch his ears.
Right.
His ears.
Yeah.
Have you seen my baseball?
I
haven't seen that movie in so long. Do all those guys fuck Mary?
I thought the hottest Shannon Elizabeth scene is when you see her titties in American Pie, but it's
course
not. It's in Scary Movie when she says, "Who's going to believe a retarded retard?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Be still, my dick."
While she has a
"Be still, my bestial dick."
That movie really does hit every single note.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
Mrs.
I think
Man,
every
Miss
everything
Man
still holds
in
up except for the Shorty stuff, which is kind of...
You don't think Shorty holds up, dude?
Not so much.
Comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that hold up any less than anything else, though?
It's just
Because weed is legal.
Yeah, weed's
whereas
legal.
Whereas all the other shit became more taboo.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess
trans people are less legal these days.
The reason, because all that other shit wasn't funny 20 years ago because it wasn't like a big deal.
Right. They were taking the low hanging fruit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you could make those jokes and nobody was going to start a letter writing campaign to have you killed.
Right. They would just say, you're bad at your art.
Yeah. Like, whatever. This is fucking stupid.
Yeah. Which, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice to be able to create the dumbest shit of all time?
Yeah.
But no, comedians are who we need to fucking listen to about
true
society.
It just seems like...
But I will say, it's funny. I think in that sense, it's gained like... It's even stupider.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Shorty stuff. Like, it's just so funny to be like...
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? It does the thing where it turns all the way around and is funny again.
I feel like all the other stuff is like that to me.
It's a nice, beautiful time capsule, which. As funny as it is how taboo the other shit is,
yeah.
It's like just as funny.
Was it 1999?
Taboo is not at all.
2000.
2000 it came out.
I think it's just the Matrix.
It's been so down.
Oh, right. Because, of course,
there's another
thing. Every movie for the next 5 years.
Had to have the slow motion.
Yep.
A bit like going back.
Did anybody do dodging cum like that? There must have been porn that did it.
What was the joke where someone's nose was running?
From Blair Witch Project.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good stuff.
That's a really good movie.
I'll grab his legs. I'll grab his ass.
I'll grab his ass.
If you're listening at home, we're talking about the movie Scary.
Scary movie. If you want to start it while we start this episode, well,
no, that was
up.
Nick had a good idea. We should have done that.
Blair Witch was 1999 as well.
So they were quick with it, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, that was the peak. Everyone had .com stocks that were going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
They were driving Hummer H2s.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Bill Clinton was fucking just...
He was getting his dicks up playing the saxophone.
He was like... Everyone considered him the first black president.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
President. Obama, first Kenyan president.
Have you seen that video of
Donald Trump, first president?
The video of Trump's, he's sitting next to Diamond and Silk.
Nick had to reach over to work the board. He couldn't trust Adam with that one.
And someone says, "You're the first black president." And just the look of satisfaction, the smile that comes across his face while everyone starts clapping. Just the smile.
Now, which one's Diamond and which one's Silk? One's hard, one's soft.
They both look pretty soft to me.
Two kinds of beautiful.
That's true.
The hardest thing known to man.
My dick.
And then Silk is the softest.
Adam's pussy.
And then the combination of Diamond would be Silk. Spiderweb. Spiderweb. Strong. They're going to genetically modify people that may have to make webs.
That would be fucking awesome.
And then soldiers in Iraq will just create webs.
That would be awesome.
Shit a web out and catch Muslims in it.
Perfect. That's smart.
We'll send our man spiders over there.
I would love webs to get me fucking little stuff off the shelf. Make me a little hammock.
Yeah.
You're watching TV, you want to fucking make you a little web hammock? Or you get a web... it has all sorts of sexual implications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make a simple machine.
Yeah,
a lever where it's like when your hand gets tired from finger popping.
Oh yeah,
you tie it around your wrist.
Sorry.
And you have like a fucking rope that shoots over like a banister.
What
or
you
something.
Should get, you should get a little.
And you pull it. And yeah. Pull. You know what I'm saying?
What you should get is like a thing that holds
bowlers.
Your holds your arm, but then pet like bicycle pedal.
That goes.
Moves your arm for you.
Okay. That would be good.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Loud,
what
bro.
What the hell are you watching over there?
Adam's going crazy on the board. He's already played a Joni Mitchell song in full.
This video of Trump being called the first black president at the Black History Month roundtable he had.
Oh, that he hosted?
That he hosted. But
with who? Who's in it?
It's like a tree. Four more years.
Yep.
You plant it, but it takes a while to grab root.
That's right.
When this grabs root, they're not going to be able to destroy
right.
this.
That's right.
Is it Diamond and Silk literally at the thing?
Yeah.
Who's to his left? Who's the black guy?
Black History Month. Man, you the first black president.
He loves it, dude.
How much sauce?
He high fives Diamond and Silk, doesn't he?
Yeah, he. The way he
B-boy stances up.
Yeah. That's right.
He's so happy.
He says that's right. The way he does this crossed arms, smile, nod thing that is just, he's got so much sauce. The man has too much sauce.
Yep. The man's penis was too hard for my ass.
It was too saucy for my ass.
It has too much sauce.
Slipped in.
His penis has too much sauce.
It's made too much penis sauce into my ass. And now I have the diarrhea. Yeah,
diarrhea?
I have the diarrhea in my ass from being fucked in my ass.
Well, it doesn't matter. You have to finish these fucking cabinets or you're not getting paid.
Okie dokie.
You better not get any diarrhea on my fucking formica.
Okie dokie.
Wow, strong. Strong one.
Yeah, dude.
Damn, I'm not going to take a shit or anything.
Oh, I really apologize. This is about to smell horrendous in here.
Good thing we have allergies.
That is good.
Yeah.
Actually, it smells kind of like a sandwich.
Nick has gallergies.
What kind of sandwich?
Actually, I take it back. It doesn't.
Come on, man.
Fuck, dude. Damn, that does not smell good. Oh, fuck, dude. Damn, I love being on fucking drugs instead of just being sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick, actually. Mm. I might have to hit the green crack some more.
Yeah, that's a daytime weed.
That's
for
a daytime
anyone.
Weed. Yeah. You hit the green crack, you get the daytime tincture.
We've been smoking.
And you're sharp and good to go all day.
It's for being awake during
it's
the
for
day.
Being fucking
it actually helps you throughout
really
your day.
It really fucking helps in a major way. Mm-hmm. But anyway. So we watched fucking Little Tokyo. We watched Scary Movie. Mm-hmm.
Scary Penis.
Scary Penis.
Thinking after this we start Scary Movie 2.
Scary Movie 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
And maybe we'll get a classic bit going right now. We'll do, because remember how we used to do like jokes on the show and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not real, vaguely.
Yeah. I think there was a period of time where I'm trying to recall. I would sit down and I would be like, it's time to do, you know, have fun and do the thing I enjoy.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of thing would I do?
Oh, that's good. Tap into that.
Yeah, maybe. You know, somebody would say something and then my mind would like do a thing.
It would connect it to something.
Connect it to something else. And
are
then,
you ready for the sex, girl?
Oh, yeah. No, that's what it is. We're just going to listen to a song from a movie. Adam
was
a
sex girl.
Adam, great timing, man.
I'm loving the board, dude. I'm loving the board.
That's awesome.
Are you ready for the pony girls? The ride, ride, fast ride pony girls. Are you ready for the lonely girls?
Yeah, why don't you turn that down a little bit? Anyway, you were saying, Nick?
I don't remember. Who gives a fuck? Fuck this fucking show. Stop listening to it.
Are you ready for? Yeah, you probably should, guys. But
yeah.
Hey, whatever.
It's gonna get so fucking bad.
It hasn't made anyone's life any better.
I can't wait until how bad this show is in fucking November 2022.
That's gonna be great.
You guys have no idea.
Yeah, it's up to you to stop us.
Yeah,
make sure we don't get to November.
Yeah,
this is
you have the power.
And that's a direct order.
Mm-hmm. Nah, dude, it's a suggestion.
Pellegrino.
Are you ready for the sex, girl?
Yeah, more like something else. Yeah.
Special, real sex,
I was going to do it, but then I thought,
are you ready for the sex,
I'll just drink it.
I just wanted to hear him say big breast girls.
Big breast pearls?
Big breast girls.
That's a good type of girl to be.
Niche. Somebody was talking to me recently.
What I need to do is find a niche.
That's what they told me. That was their advice to me.
That you need a niche?
Unsolicited. They said,
well, I think that the show is kind of a niche, right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's not mainstream.
It was in one ear, out the other with that.
Yeah.
They gave me some.
Oh, to find your niche.
Yeah. That what everybody needs to do is find their niche.
Who is that? Like a...
A woman. A so woman. Let's put it that way. And
okay.
Then
so I think that's... Okay, so...
So, yeah. Yeah, you could just keep it moving in that sense.
That was pretty good. It sounds like advice. It sounds like something someone
well, Nick,
would say.
That's Nick's problem, is that he's oftentimes tries to appeal to everyone.
Yeah, he tries to go too mainstream.
That's really good advice
you just
for you
loved.
Specifically.
I'm always trying to get on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
I would love to get still on there in a little sweater.
I'm still shooting for SNL.
I'm too tired to be in it to have oppositional defiance disorder anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Maybe that's growing up, you know?
Yeah, man, I'm just
maybe that's what growing up
I'm just going to be like, Joe Biden's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least he's not Trump.
I feel that way.
You think so?
Yeah.
But on top of that, I'm saying that because I don't care.
Right.
He left those dogs behind in Afghanistan, but he got the people out. That's pretty good.
He left some dogs back there?
I think he left dogs.
He left Tony Fauci's dogs.
He left some dogs over there. Yeah.
We're doing experiments on little dogs to turn them into a cute purse that I can wear around.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
101 Fauci-mations.
Yeah. Maybe he calls like, Dr. Fauci, is it true that you wore makeup and carried a little purse around NIH and wore high heels? You don't know what you're talking about. That's an important part of science. I'm not going to answer the question because you're negating the importance of dressing up as a pretty lady to do science.
You don't understand that part of the scientific method.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. I don't fucking know.
I think he's done a pretty good job, Fauci.
Fauci, the Fauci man?
Yeah, it's been pretty
It's really funny that people...
Pretty weird and confusing time. You know, he's trying to...
He's
trying to let people
best.
Know
he's
what...
trying to marshal
what
us
the
on.
What the deal is, you know? What else are you going to do, huh?
Are there any, like... What's a Nazi metal band?
A Nazi metal band?
I don't know.
There's something... Like, I'm trying to think of... It would be cool to have a shirt, like one of those Fauci parody shirts.
Yeah,
but it's a Nazi reference, but it's got to be one that people aren't immediately going to recognize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that you can go around a town like this, people are like, "Great Fauci shirt,
right.
Thanks."
I don't know if there's a Nazi. I mean, I'm sure there are Nazis.
Slayer kind of Nazis.
No,
they're not Nazis.
Are they racist? Is Slayer racist?
It's implied.
No, they're not racist.
Aren't they a multicultural band?
They are.
I feel like they're looking at
Adam
me.
Doesn't know what the fuck he's talking
Maybe
about.
They're anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Everybody's anti-Semitic.
Yeah, that doesn't count as racist.
Not everyone.
Everyone is anti-Semitic. We all know the score.
What's the score?
Yeah, you'd love... you'd. That's
100.
I'm sure you'd love to know.
100. 100 to 0?
Heavy metal confronts its Nazi problem.
No, you've got a couple wins. It's not 0.
We've had a couple wins.
You've had some tough L's.
Taking some tough L's, but somehow scored points on them.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? End. There had to have been a couple of...
Got a couple points off that 6 million.
What are you saying? There's got to be what?
Nothing. It's a hack joke anyways. Oh, okay.
Just do it.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
Are you ready for the sex, girls? Yeah, dude. Whatever happened... So, the Nazis, the gold and the paintings they took, that was from rich Jews or museums or what? Cause isn't that something that they stole a bunch of paintings?
Yeah, they stole a bunch of stuff. You know, we'd like to get it back.
Yeah,
you know? I don't know. I think they took people's like earrings and rings and
stuff
on the way into the camps.
Damn, that's fucked up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Taking all your good shit.
It'd be weird if they had done the Holocaust like 20 years ago, and then they have the Holocaust
in the 2000s.
Yeah, it's just like.
They did it in like 1998.
Some people with Razor scooters.
Yeah. Nokia.
Yeah.
Nokia phone.
Fucking two-way. Nokia Sidekick.
Yes, he was found here in his throwback LaDainian Tomlinson 4XL jersey.
that boy used to know how to run the damn ball.
He had drip.
Everybody wore the same fucking clothes back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some really, really...
Just dumbass shoes.
And suits.
Yeah, just like, wool shirts.
Yeah.
12-button suits.
Yeah.
I know they were hot as shit.
Yeah.
And that looks like clothes that needs to be laundered
What if they did the Steve Harvey cost?
The Steve Harvey cost, yeah.
And the suits are... Yeah. Know, Steve Harvey actually designed all of the Nazis' uniforms.
That's true.
And then he just became a beloved black besuited comedian.
Really? It was him and Hugo Boss?
They give him the pass on the suits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hitler just in a fucking 8-piece green.
Yeah.
Lime green.
Too clean.
The top hat.
I mean, that's...
with goggles on the top hat.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
I mean, that is how a lot of African dictators and warlords look. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like kind of a Steve Harvey vibe.
That's fucking sick, dude.
I love when they have those suits that have shorts. Like, it's like a suit jacket, but it's got short sleeves.
Do those exist?
Yeah, yeah.
A suit jacket that's short sleeves?
Yeah, it's like African.
That's fucking awesome. I've seen shorts. I would do that. I would wear the little schoolboy. You ever be like a little 3-year-old and your mom had you with a little fucking jacket and little cute shorts?
Never.
You never had cute baby outfits?
No.
Nothing? No, Adam, I know you had.
I just wore kids' clothes.
I know you had some cute little baby outfits.
No, I wasn't actually given clothes until I was 11.
Nah, dude, they had photo shoots. Yeah. They probably had photo shoots with you in like a cute dress.
Yeah, you were a child actor. You were like
my parents just. You were their special wrapped me up in a tarpaulin.
Were you in a commercials, baby?
Yeah, he was. Remember, you had an agent. And a headshot.
I had some auditions. I wouldn't say that. I told you that, right?
I forgot about that.
I had a
that.
Carl's Jr. Audition. That was the end.
Oh, but you never got anything.
The end of my career.
What? This is why he's like this.
Why?
Because he was like, they're like, you're the most beautiful boy in the world. You're going to be in commercials.
There's a lot of people would say that. Strangers, too.
Not you just probably were cute as a real little kid, but then shit got rough.
His horrific.
His nose grew.
Really?
His hair turned financial colored.
So you just got the call. You just got the callbacks?
Middle school.
But you never made enough. My
parents didn't work long enough on my lines with me.
Yeah.
So, and then I walked into the audition room and there were two ladies, both smoking cigs.
For real?
I was like 3 or 4.
They were smoking cigarettes?
Cigs. Yeah.
They're auditioning babies.
They're auditioning babies for a Carl's Jr. commercial. And they're like, say the line. Very like early 90s, late 80s Hollywood.
That's awesome.
They're like, say the line. And I was like, what's the, I didn't know. And they were like, come to the star, Carl's Jr. That was the line.
Come to the star?
And apparently I went, come to the star, Carl's Jr. I was like imitating
You're
them
mocking
smoking.
Them? That's hilarious.
Because like I had only seen people smoke on TV, I think.
That must have been cool.
You had only seen people smoke on TV?
I had like three.
She's three. My parents, also, how do you know that?
My parents smoked. So I guess.
Oh. Yeah, my I mean, I'm Greek.
My mom used to chain smoke. She was constantly fucking smoking when I was a kid.
Damn, no. Dude.
Yeah. My parents didn't smoke.
Pete's fucking house was like that. We just had to Febreze ourselves before leaving the house. Because we'd be playing fucking Xbox or whatever, PS4. And then we're like, that boy smelled like cigarettes his whole life.
Those kids at school, it's like, people are always like, oh, they're poor.
Yeah.
They smell like bogeys.
Yeah, dude. I know you.
Little do we know, their parents were just cool.
They were just cool guys.
They were jazz musicians.
They were just cool.
Your mom would chain smoke indoors.
Detectives? No, she wouldn't smoke. Step out front.
Oh yeah.
But I used to love the smell of cigarettes because it just reminded me of my mom.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about suntan lotion.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute. So then, Nick, that must have fucking. There must have been some like weird psychological shit. When you smell cigarettes.
Yeah, well, we're not going to go into it. No, we're not going to talk about any of that.
Nor should you
Back
ever.
Back to you being a commercial actor.
So anyway, I had an agent, and lo and behold, guess what type of lady she was?
What?
An Israeli. An Israeli baby actor, talented. And then I fucked up my... Carl's Jr. commercial, and then she got some feedback from the smoking ladies.
You're not.
And then she came out and she was like, "Why the hell you not teach a boy the lines? Why the hell you not ready for your audition?"
That's so
And then
funny.
My dad was like, "Don't yell at the boy. Don't yell at the boy.
He stood
my
up for
boy.
You.
He stood up for me, and it might be the only time he ever has."
Wow.
Because normally he'd turn to me and say, "She's quite right
about love and loyalty."
Yeah.
She was like,
and that was the end of my. Wow. Well, we
Carl's
stood up.
Jr.
We,
it's got
we
everything.
Stood up
it's got
to
it
the,
all. It's an American story.
That's an American tale. Dude.
That's an American tale. I was
Jews, hamburgers, smoking cigarettes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A debt of loyalty.
And then my mom.
You got to write that as a movie, dude. The
Thanks,
little
beautiful.
Boy who didn't learn his lines.
Yep. And just avoided getting molested.
Just yeah. I would have been in for
that
a world
lady
of,
was like
world
look
hurt.
That lady was like look.
You could have been
not
Shia,
made,
dude. Imagine
I could have.
Yeah. Imagine if Shia was on this podcast.
I could have been the honey boy.
I could kill myself by now.
She offered you some private party gigs. She was like, you're not going to make it as an actor, but...
We maybe have some, like, a private party.
In person theater.
It's like an acting, but your parents are in the car.
Good networking.
They're the car outside. Just the way... Dude, do you remember in... what was it? Was it... Bruno, or it was Bruno, or it wasn't Borat, where he's like hiring all those baby actors to like play his black baby, I think.
Oh yeah,
or to
yeah.
be in a photo shoot with his black baby, yeah. And he's just interviewing all the parents, and he's like, you know, is the baby like okay with like toxic chemicals? Like,
oh, right,
absolutely,
right,
whatever
right.
he has to do, you know, whatever
so
he
funny.
Needs to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we're thinking maybe, like, nailing to a cross. Like, my baby is Jesus, and your babies are, like, the Jews or the Romans murdering.
We got to genetically modify women where they keep the baby in there until it's, like, five.
Yeah.
No, dude, babies are cute.
To look at.
Yeah.
But then they're a lot of work. It's like having a bird.
Five seems like when it starts, actually, like, 10. When a kid starts being, like, a regular person.
Yeah,
that's,
you get the
that's
teacher shit.
That's too much. Yeah, but when they're little ass kids, it seems kind of fun.
This is the look that I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You ever
I might actually I might actually start
suit.
To get into
oh,
that.
Yeah, that's yeah. good.
I wanted shorts. I wanted him to be wearing shorts.
You could get one with shorts, too.
A short cedo?
A short cedo.
Yeah. A short cedo would be pretty cool.
You should
cool.
get the tuxedo from the movie, The Tuxedo.
Yeah, it makes you good at karate.
Turns you Chinese.
That would be awesome.
That's what happens in that movie, right? Chris Tucker puts on a tuxedo and he turns into a Chinese.
He turns into a Chinese.
Yeah.
It's called Chinese Hour.
Chinese, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wait, The Tuxedo is a Chris...
It's a Jackie Chan movie.
Jackie Chan.
Oh,
movie.
Jackie Chan.
Where it's his
it's not Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker is not in it. He was in jail when that movie was made for
Yeah,
sure? That's why I wasn't in it.
Yeah, he was in jail. He went to jail for loitering, I think.
Like, for loitering?
Yeah, in like 2007, he was incarcerated for loitering. He was like outside of a 7-Eleven smoking a cigarette.
Right.
The cops are like, buddy, you've been here. We've been
you
watching.
Keep
from
it moving.
You've been fucking standing out here for 30 seconds.
Yeah, right, keep right. it moving.
And he was like, I had to unwrap the cigarette. I'm 7 and a cigarette. And they were like, fucking slammed his head against the car.
They were like, wait. Did you have an unpaid parking ticket here 20 years ago?
He was like, I'm Chris Tucker.
You know, what the hell?
Yeah, yeah,
what the hell are you doing to me?
Well, that's good, Adam.
Yeah. He was like, I don't care.
I want Johnny Cochran.
Remember, there was a lot of those jokes
of
in the
course.
90s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call Johnny Cochran.
yeah. Well, I didn't know that. That's a shame. I'm glad he got out and he, I guess,
how
got out
was
time
he
to get into Epstein's onto Epstein's plane.
How long was he in the jail for?
In the clink?
In doing hard time.
I don't know.
Nick, you don't know?
Chris Tucker?
Yeah.
Until fucking Rush Hour 3 came out. Oh. Come on.
I didn't really know that the extent of that.
So Rush Hour 3, he was allowed to be released as long as they made that.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't get the charges to stick.
The judge was a big fan.
The cop had a chip on his shoulder. And the color was black.
Mm, of the chip?
A big black chip.
And the movie's called Black Chip. And it's about the cop and the chip on his shoulder. It's got everything.
That's awesome.
Blacks, Chinese, a cop. It's a true American story.
It's got it all.
Yeah.
It's got it all.
It really, you know, honestly, after looking at the last couple of years, we could just genocide everybody except blacks, Chinese, and police.
You think so?
America would kind of, we need to pare down the types of people you can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think you get everything you need to, narrative-wise, with just the black people beating up Chinese people.
Sure.
Chinese people inventing viruses that kill black people. And then the cops refusing to take the vaccine, being killed by the virus as well as they also killed them. It's kind of a rock, paper, scissors.
It's kind of a system of checks and balances.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But what would the cops be
like
Chinese?
A recycling symbol.
The cops be black or would the cops be white?
Robot cops.
Robocops.
Robocops.
Who are susceptible to a flesh disease.
Yeah.
I think the cops need to be white in this scenario.
Do they?
Why?
I don't know. For balance.
Why is that? How's that balance? They could be robocops and they're like, I'm not taking the vaccine because I don't have an immune system.
Yeah, why are you obsessed with saving, preserving the white race. Yeah.
Dude, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, let the best man win. And I like, no. I like
in
our
this
odds.
Scenario,
in this scenario,
in this scenario, white people no. are like Ed Harris and Truman Show. We're living on the moon with a little director's hat on. And as the black guy beats up the Chinese guy on the 6th train, we're like, that's beautiful, Truman. I love you, Truman. I love you, Trumangelo.
Trumangelo show. The Trumangelo is a great show. Name. Yeah. Trumangelo Nixon.
Yeah.
Texas A&M.
Germ Carey.
Trumangelo Nixon.
I like that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I'm going to take my dog out to see some of those cows across the street.
Yeah.
You don't think she's going to go crazy?
It's fucking weird, dude. You walk out there.
No, there's a fence. And they also cows aren't aggressive.
They also look like her. So she just think they're bigger versions
of her. She looks like a small cow.
But it's weird. You walk over there, there's like 15 cows, and they'll all look at you. And then they all follow you as you walk.
They're really nice.
But I mean, what do you mean they're nice?
Cows are nice people. I really believe that.
Well, they in their minds, they're like, man, I should be an Indian. We was kings in India.
Yeah. They really are.
We got to go back to India,
in
bro.
In India, we was kings.
They really got fucked.
Yeah.
In terms of being.
I'm Mutap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cow getting born here is brutal.
Yeah.
Go to fucking
you're
Mumbai,
getting all
brother.
Your milk oh stolen. God. It was I was out there earlier, and one of the cows was sucking the other cow's titty.
That's awesome.
But it looked like an adult cow, and it's like, damn, that's the move. Imagine just somebody being like, snatch.
Yeah.
Got your milk, bitch.
That'd be funny if we could do that to each other.
I would love if you could just
that
do that to a woman.
So sick.
On the street.
Sucking some cow.
She doesn't even realize
some
it.
Warm, sugary milk right out of a big fat titty.
She's trying to concentrate on driving.
Yeah. Apparently, titty milk tastes mad good.
Yeah.
Tastes like cereal milk.
Yeah, that's what we learned from, what's his name?
Louis Katz.
Louis Katz.
Yeah.
I think you're reporting a fact that we said on the show
multiple times.
All from the same source,
which
is Louis being on, was on the YKWD.
Listen, dude, time is a flat circle.
It's time to suck some titty milk straight from the tap.
My dick is a flat circle.
No.
Oh.
It's just a little circle.
It's just a little circle?
No.
What?
Really?
Yeah?
Get out of here.
Adam, you can do the honors.
I don't know. I feel bad.
What do you mean you feel bad?
You've been working the board the whole time.
Remember, make sure to hit the stop button and not some other fucking shit.
I'm going
to
play them off.
You're going to play
them off.
You can play me off, pal.
Yeah, you can jerk me on.
You can play. You can put a PlayStation controller on my penis.
I would love to
drive into a wall.
I'll play you off. I'll play you on all night. SA.
You'll suck me on.
Now I kind of want to play GTA.
Oh fuck! I should have told Elvis to bring the PlayStation.
Yeah, we could just go buy one.
It's true. GTA would be fucking sick right now, dude. I'm in full stoner, dumbass mode right now. I would love GTA.
Yeah.
I will freaking love. We got the Portugal's not smelling as nice as I'd like.
I'm gonna have another slice of pizza.
That's good.
So you playing us off, or should I?
I'm.
Do you want me to?
Yeah. What the hell's going on?
Getting another riff going.
I'm not. Just getting a little riff going.
I just gotta say, Adam, I liked you started out strong running the board with the Joni Mitchell song.
I'm sorry, I was.
And you're fucking blowing the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Really blowing the
end. I'm sorry, dude. I'll get it together.
And it's sloppy.
Adam's a clutch player in the sense that he wears a clutch.
That's awesome, dude.
Wow.
So anyway.
We like to party. We like to party.